Welcome back to another episode of Black Millennial Women. This is your girl CD, and today is going to be a very thorough topic. One that I feel like this week has really been hitting me and those around me a lot, especially those friends of mine who are really going through something right now. So by the title, you guys know the topic is What I Owe You. And before I even begin, I want to apologize for my voice. I am getting over a really bad sinus infection. Be safe out there. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, cough in your arm. You know, there's viruses going around and some of them are killing numerous people. So just be careful, guys. But today's topic is called What I Owe You. And this is not about financial debt, financial anything. This is more about how we let others affect our attitude and our mindset and our overall just well-being. This week, I feel like I've had so many people come at me getting point blank, on my nerves because I'm letting their energy, their constant need to complain, their constant need to find a problem with everything get to me. People being naive and what we would probably say that's just being stupid, getting on my nerves. It has me thinking to myself, why am I subjecting myself to this? Why am I allowing you to get on my nerves? Why am I responding to this nonsense? And how can I take better control of that situation? And just simply ask the person, what I owe you? Do I owe you my peace? Do I owe you my safety? Do I owe you my freedom? Do I owe you my overall well-being? The answer is plain and simple. No, I don't. It is okay, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are in a situation where someone's getting on your nerves or being redundant about a situation that you feel like you've already gave them all the advice in the world about, and they continue to do and engage with it, it's okay to be like, you know what? If this makes you happy, then be happy. But I don't want to hear about it. Okay? Point blank, period. Because I don't owe you my freedom or my peace of mind or this sense of serendipity that you think you have when you really don't. I don't owe you anything about me. As a friend, I listen to you because you're my friend. I offer advice because you're my friend. But eventually, everything you're talking about is going to get on my nerves. Because you're doing everything that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that gets on your nerves. This week alone, I feel like I've had people who I've tried to help, be there for, just give them a shirt off my back, spit in my face, and give me their ass to kiss. I've had people forget what they have done to me, but want me to remember everything they've done for me. And my point of view is, but I don't owe you anything more than thank you. You do for others because you want to do for others. And when others start treating you like what you do for them is a requirement, that's when we got to take back control and say, but wait, what do I owe you? Whether it's mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, baby daddy, baby mama, what do I owe you? I'm not going to argue with you every day. I can simply ignore you. I owe you my silence. I owe you my back. I owe you nothing more than what I wouldn't want in return. I tell people all the time, don't do for people if later on you're going to throw it in their face. Because then you act like that person owe you something for you helping them. And in reality, that person doesn't owe you anything. You help them because of the goodness of your heart. Okay? They don't owe you because you helped them. Okay? Why are we sitting here stressing out? Why are we in situations or situationships that don't make us happy, don't help us prosper, don't provide financial stability, do nothing more than aggravate us, our space, and those around us? Because whether you believe it or not, when you're unhappy, those closest to you, especially if you're a mother, know you're unhappy, and they take that unhappiness into themselves. And they try to turn that unhappiness into happiness. Because they don't understand, like, oh, I'm not really unhappy. So why am I unhappy? You're unhappy because you're around somebody who's miserable, unhappy. Because they feel like they owe somebody something. We do not owe people anything more than what we can give them. We are entitled as human beings to have our freedom, our peace. We are entitled to love ourselves and care about ourselves. It is okay for us to put our needs before others. It is okay if you're a mom to say, you know what? This no longer helps me. It no longer helps my children. You ever looked at someone before who you thought you once loved, and you may even still have a little bit of love left for them, and the look on your face is like you just tasted the worst sour thing ever. But yeah, you still stay there. Why? Because you feel like you owe them something. But what do you owe them? Ask them that. What do I owe you for you to stop being so miserable or hateful or angry towards me and what I have going on in life? Sometimes we have to understand that those around us are nothing more than roadblocks. Bumps in the road that we have to get over. And once we get over those road bumps, the rest of the ride is going to be smooth sailing. Me, for example, I have two children. Me and my children's father are not together. And he always tells me that he wants his family back. He wants his family back. Excuse me, guys. And I asked him just yesterday, what do I owe you? I don't owe you an explanation of why my feelings are no longer the same. They're just not. I don't owe you an explanation of why I'm not willing to give up my peace and this sense of freedom that I have to get back in a relationship that after a certain point no longer benefited me. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about just spiritual prosperity, just being happy, just having a glow in your eyes. Now when I talk to people, especially guys that are interested in me and I'm interested in them, I am very quick to tell them I am not sacrificing my peace, my happiness, my joy, my voice anymore. Because I don't owe you those things. I don't owe you my voice. I should not sit there and just take whatever you say to me and say nothing. I should rather speak my peace and you respect what I'm saying to you. Okay? What about a coworker who you feel like is never doing their job but always has something to say? I don't owe you an explanation of why my work ethic is the way it is. As long as my work gets done and the person who approves my timesheet knows it's done, I don't owe you nothing more than a good morning and a have a great afternoon. See, we gotta take control of ourselves and understand we only owe people what we want to owe people. We are not indebted to someone to the point where we feel like we gotta be unhappy in a situation till the day we die or till the day that person dies because we feel like we owe them. I don't care how much someone's done for you. If you are not happy, if you cannot sit there and say to yourself, you know what? I really am in a good space right now. And this person helps push that further. Then what are you there for? So look at your circle around you. Think about everyone who lately has been getting on your nerves. Been tapping a nerve. Been making you reconsider the little bit of sanity you have left. And ask yourself, what I owe you? What I owe you? I do not owe you this. You don't deserve to hear my argument about this because you should respect what I just said. Period. So the next time someone says something to you and you don't like it, or they turn a mountain, excuse me, guys. They turn a mountain into a situation that even the best hiker can't get over. Find you a detour. And once you find that detour, turn back to that person and say, what I owe you. Because I'm not going up the hill, up the mountain with you. I'm not going over the on the other side of the mountain with you. I'd rather go through it or around it to not have to go through this again with you. Because I don't owe you that. I will take a different route that may seem harder than to sit here and how to take a long, easy way with you, where at the end of the destination, I'm still going to be unhappy and miserable and sad. Just remember that all pain is temporary. Take your pain and turn it into champagne. And remember, you don't owe nobody nothing they can't help you with. Yeah, you might be able to pay a bill or two. You might be able to pay them all. Hey, but at the same time, what's having all my bills paid? What's having financial assistance if I'm sitting there miserable, unhappy, sad, can't function, delaying my own prosperity and excuses? Because I feel like I'm indebted to you. That's it. Until next time, guys, I'll check you. Keep listening out. Thank you for all the listening and the views. I love y'all. Have a great and safe day, week, year. I'll see you guys next week. And make sure to stay safe out there. And make sure you cough into your elbow. Cover your mouth. And you wash your hands. Cleanly. All right, guys. Bye.